Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
All right, we're going to go ahead and start with our meditation and intention work using life energy. And our purpose today is on healing biorhythms and the circadian rhythms, as well as periodicity of functions throughout the body. So let's go ahead and start with our energy breaths. Closing our eyes, taking some nice, deep, relaxed breaths. Visualizing light within us and all around us. Letting that light represent the idea of life energy. And we think of life energy as coming from a pure, perfect, and infinite source of life energy. We think of life energy as being filled with infinite and unconditional love, peace, joy, truth, creativity, strength, harmony, balance, goodness, mercy, forgiveness, health, wholeness, purity, abundance, courage, freedom, order, beauty, space, and time. We set intention to be one with this infinite source of life energy at all levels of being, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and socially, and through space and time. We set intention to be open and receptive to divine spiritual support and healing. We ask for that divine spiritual support and healing to help us maximize the benefits of our energy work. We set intention that life energy will be provided to you at optimum points in time, whether it's in the past, present, or future, creating a healing process that is pleasant, free from stress, powerful, long-lasting, and effective. All right. So I want you to imagine that your light within is bright and you have light all around you, and that this infinite source of life energy is one with you, just as if you were a wave as part of this ocean of energy. And we're going to set intention that life energy will help you strengthen and support the regulatory system in all of its functions and its ability to be flexible and adaptive to change for you. I'll say this again. We're setting intention that life energy will help you to strengthen and support the regulatory system in all its functions and its ability to be flexible and adaptive to change for you. Okay, we set that intention, visualize that energy flowing to you, providing that additional energy to help you with the regulatory system. Next, we set intention that life energy will help you heal from the past negative consequences due to problems managing periodicity or regulatory systems, cyclic systems, biorhythms within the body. So if you've had difficulty with that and you've had problems related to that because of dysfunctional or deficient periodicity, we want to visualize life energy helping you heal from the harm done to your body. Sometimes it's just oxidative stress, inflammation, it could be problems with digestion, it could be problems with detoxification. All of these things depend on biorhythms. We want to set intention to life energy will help you to have the life energy you need to support and heal and clean up all of the harm resulting from that. In terms of what I mean by clean up, in terms of toxins, just imagine life energy transforming excess toxins held in your body into pure drops of water, as if the makeup of toxins are made out of Legos and life energy can come in and rearrange those Legos into subunits of water, because everything is made out of protons, electrons, and neutrons, and we're going to rearrange those toxins into beautiful drops of water and any free radicals. We also set intention that life energy will come in and heal you from any negative effects from free radicals, which are single electrons. Our next intention is that life energy will focus and support and strengthen you by providing additional life energy to help you and support the ability to turn on and off functions within the regulatory system in a healthy, optimal, easy manner. Next, we set intention that life energy will help you to strengthen and support the ability to regulate all biorhythms, circadian, and physiological rhythms such as hormonal, enzymatic, sleep, and mood functions and processes. Again, we set intention that life energy will provide all of the additional energy and support to strengthen and support you in your ability to regulate all biorhythms, circadian, and physiological rhythms such as hormonal, enzymatic, sleep, and mood functions and processes. Next, we set intention that life energy will help you to strengthen, heal, and support optimal functioning of the regulatory systems found in the DNA, RNA, and enzymes. Next, we set intention that life energy will provide the additional energy and support you need to strengthen, heal, connect, and support the energy and informational systems behind biological biorhythms and their impact on healthy functioning of the pineal gland and other organs and glands throughout the body. Again, I'll just repeat myself. We set an intention that life energy will strengthen, heal, connect, and support the energy and informational systems behind biorhythms and their impact on healthy functioning of the pineal gland and other organs and glands within your body. Now, what I'd like you to do is just visualize light flowing to you or strengthening you. You can see that light just being present, helping you with these six different intentions that we've set for healing the circadian rhythms, the periodicity of the body. We're going to do this visualization and just being open and receptive to the healing energies for the next 3 minutes. I'm going to just start the timing now. Now we're going to go ahead and focus on a state of gratitude, receptivity, and willingness to integrate all of the healing energies provided to you through space and time and at all levels of being to help you with the biorhythms and periodicity of the body and, of course, all of the energy aspects of the body's functionings that involve spiritual, mental, emotional, energetic functions to heal as well. So let's focus on gratitude, receptivity, and integration. All right, let's finish up and open up our eyes.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.